Welcome to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast, a resource for Lexington teachers to learn about innovative technology to use in your classroom, as well as tips and tricks to streamline your workload. I'm Lisa Rhodes, one of the elementary digital learning coaches.
I'm Rachel Kuberry, the district's assistive technology specialist.
And I'm Ann Kim Tenner, the high school digital learning coach.
Just a reminder, the opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts and guests. Make sure you check out the show notes for more information, resources, and other podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to episode 8. This is Lisa Rhodes. This episode is about Hour of Code. Following Rachel's discussion with Tracy Jansen, Anne will outline Google's Applied Digital Skills lessons. Before we begin, I have a few announcements. Audio is now available in Google Slides. Simply click Insert from the menu option. We are reminding you that evidence will be due in January. Don't forget about signing up for our technology class offerings, especially the Anyone Can Transform a Curriculum Unit with G Suite. Finally, be on the lookout for our new district website launching soon. Rachel, Ann, and I wish everyone a happy holiday season and look forward to bringing you more episodes in the new year. And now, here's Rachel.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning into the podcast this week. I am here with Tracy Jansen, who is one of our DLCs at the elementary level, working mostly at Bridge and Harrington. So welcome, Tracy.
Thank you.
And Tracy is here to talk to us about Hour of Code, which many of you probably did last year, and some of you might not have, and we're really thinking about now being a great time to target Hour of Code. And so Tracy's here to tell us more about it, explain some of the options for this year, and just give us a big overview in case you don't know much about it. So Tracy, the floor is yours. Why don't you start off by just telling us about Hour of Code and sort of what started it, both like maybe in general and also how things are going in Lexington and how we do it here. So.
Thanks, Rachel. Sure. Here we are in Computer Science Week in Education. So this is a perfect time to be talking about the Hour of Code. The Hour of Code was really designed to introduce young people to computer science and to offer a fun, one-hour experience trying out coding and programming. So it's overall a global movement where, you know, there are now have been hundreds of millions of people involved in the Hour of Code. And it does mean to interest students. And on a larger scale, the Hour of Code hopes to change public school policy in a way that computer science is more included in our curriculum. So I'm so happy to be promoting computer science, not just during Computer Science and Education Week, but really in my role as a digital learning coach. In Lexington, we'll do the Hour of Code in all of December and January, and however long it takes to get every class and every student a one-hour experience.
And so the every school or every class, every student is really for elementary. Right, that's where there's a big push to really get everybody. And middle school is doing a similar thing. And at the high school, I think it looks a little different. Is that right?
It's
because
true.
Of the constraints of the schedule. And, you know, so I think Tracy's here as an elementary DLC, but really the materials that are on code.org are applicable to everybody. So you can go at any level for sure. But I love that the DLCs are really working hard to make sure that everybody K-5 has this experience, because it is something, like Tracy said, it's a nice chance to weave something a little bit different and have a push to do something a little bit different and experience computer science in the classroom in a way that people can then brainstorm from that how it fits in other places, not just in this isolated 1 hour. So
it's true that, you know, it's growing. This, you know, if this is maybe the third year that we're formally, you know, pushing out the Hour of Code, yeah, you know, with every classroom,
yeah,
it is growing to middle school, and we're thinking of partnerships and at the high school, and you know how we can all work together. So every year it grows a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. So you mentioned, and I mentioned, that Hour of Code website, which is code.org. And that's a great place for people to go for activities and more information. But maybe you can describe a little bit about what that website is, what resources people can find there, and what are some of the specific activities that people can look at and think about for Hour of Code.
Code.org is where we start planning for the Hour of Code. And the website offers over 500 activities in 45 languages of these tutorials, these 1 hour tutorials of how to teach somebody with no experience, how to use coding to program like something fun.
Right.
It's always a fun experience, kind of game-like in a way. Code.org, they come up with these new activities every year. And there are a couple of special activities just for this year. And of course, they're relevant to student lives and really engaging with kids. One of them is a dance party, similar to last year's.
Yeah, the big hit.
Really. I mean, we had whole schools, you know, doing like the dance party and all school morning meetings.
Yeah. What was cool about the dance party last year was it took coding on a computer and then added in a physical movement component because the kids would then do the dances that they coded. So that's something I think that is really, really tying in so many different ways to demonstrate understanding and knowledge and really fun for kids. So it was cool.
It was.
So you said there's a continuation of that for this year?
There is, yeah. And then the other one that's featured this year is called Artificial Intelligence for Oceans, AI for Oceans. And it takes this idea that you know, our world is becoming more and more automated, and there are these jobs that are available now in computing and computer science that we need to fill. And so here's an experience for young people to teach a machine how to recognize a fish. So in this tutorial, in this 1 hour tutorial, kids are teaching this machine how to recognize the features of a fish. And then by the end of the challenge, the idea is to save our oceans. So it's such a relevant activity, introducing this idea of artificial intelligence in such a relevant way. So we're hoping to do the dance party and the AI for Oceans in our grades 4 and 5.
Cool.
And we've really carefully selected some other activities for other grade levels as well. And whether we're using iPads to use a game like Codable or Chromebooks to do, you know, some block coding, we're really trying to use what we have here and the tutorials that are available to really tailor it to our grade levels and in our classes.
So Tracy mentioned before that there are like 500 different things on the website, which is awesome. And like, you are welcome to go there and look through the 500 things and you'll probably get real excited because there's a lot of cool, fun stuff there. But she also just mentioned that the DLCs have worked to go through those resources and curate some real solid recommendations per grade level and type of activity. So there's a shorter list too, if you want some direction. But that gets back to one of our bigger questions is like with teachers are, you know, thinking about planning doing this in the classroom, some tips for teachers in that first one would be reach out to you guys, like reach out to the DLCs to help figure out how to do this, right?
It's true. You know, while there is no experience necessary and there's very little planning required for any of the Hour of Code activities, it would be really great for DLCs and classroom teachers to work together on this.
Yeah.
There is a lot of inspiration that comes out of the Hour of Code. And, you know, when we're looking together at classes of kids so engaged and so so interested, we think of ways to integrate this into curriculum.
Yeah.
So it happens that in the months following the Hour of Code, it's really common that we'll work in Scratch to create animations based on curriculum topics.
Right.
So it's really an opportunity for DLCs and classroom teachers to work together. Certainly, classroom teachers could lead the Hour of Code on their own, but it's more fun in pairs.
Yeah, and it builds that relationship. You know, your DLC is somebody who's in your school, and there to support you all the time. And if it's if you haven't worked a lot with your DLC, this is a great opportunity in a structured like project to work together and get to know what each person has to offer you as a teacher, and what you guys can work on in the future. So I really like that, like natural connection to the DLCs too for all of our teachers. Cool. What do students think of this? They love it, right?
They do. It's so fun. I mean, it's so common to see kids working in pairs, because that is often how we'll have kids arrange themselves in pairs, because kids can talk through the algorithms. They can, you know, debug and problem solve together. Yep. It's so common to see kids high-fiving and, you know, just smiling and saying things like, this is so fun.
Yeah.
So kids really are engaged with it. And I appreciate that while some kids may have strengths in math or some kids may have strengths in reading, this computer science can be a strength for a student.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be really good at those other things to be good at this.
Yeah.
So I find a lot of students find that, you know, they find that, wow, this is something that I'm really good at.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of those kids are kids, you know, from my perspective and thinking about our special ed kids, some of those kids are kids that really like these activities. But some kids who are really good at reading and writing and math and are really good at school really like this stuff too, because it lets them look at problem solving in a different way and lets them challenge themselves in a way that they might not, you know, every day in the classroom. So I like that too.
It feels so good to be teaching multiple literacies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about teachers?
Well, I mentioned that it really inspires us to do more with, coding.
Yeah.
Where kids can write an essay to express their understanding of a curriculum topic or create a slides presentation or make a drawing. Students can also animate, code an animation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just another way for kids to be creative and express their understanding. So often we'll start a project in Scratch or use Scratch programming with Makey Makey to bring the coding out into the real world to demonstrate the water cycle or some kind of research that they've done. So teachers are really, really interested. And the idea is not to add it as something extra, but to really integrate it into something that we're already doing.
Yeah. And so the teachers carry that sort of expertise in the curriculum areas. And as they're looking for ways to maybe explore different ways for kids to demonstrate knowledge, they can reach out to you and talk about they have that curriculum expertise and you have that expertise in the different technologies and the computer science pieces to have that conversation and figure out how to maybe do something a little different with a project they've done for a couple of years. So it's a nice opportunity. Cool. Is there anything mm-hmm. else you want to say about Hour of Code? Other than buckle up, get ready, guys.
Right.
If you reach out to your DLC.
Yes. If you haven't signed up already, you know, sign up for an hour slot, and you know, there's really little preparation. Just make sure we have some devices and we'll be ready to go.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tracy. I really enjoyed talking about Hour of Code and I look forward to seeing it in our schools and through this month and then into the new year. So thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.
Hi, it's Anne here, and today I'm going to share about Google's Applied Digital Skills curriculum. They're a great follow-up for the Hour of Code lessons. Google has created free video-based curriculum lessons for students to learn and practice skills with real-life projects. Lessons include watching a tutorial video and then creating projects, such as working together to create if-then adventure stories with slides, or creating interactive guides to an area or place of interest, and more. They also include practical lessons, like how to organize your drive and create a resume. Google Applied Digital Skills to learn more or ask your digital learning coach. And as always, click on the links on our website.
Thank you for listening to the Lex Tech in 10 podcast. Don't forget to reach out to any one of us or your building digital learning coach for questions and assistance. That's what we're here for. Also, check out our website, gg.gg/LexTech. tech in the number 10, where you can find show notes and other resources. Do you have an idea for a future podcast? Would you like to be featured on a future podcast? Email us at lextechin10@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.